de bianco.
Dica titica, musa vimberera qua, era qua, era qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Stray lions are spotted in Serenge district. Illegal mining threatens our safety at a KCM's Anchanga mine. And in Africa news, Uganda leader signs a new law allowing military trials for civilians. Good evening. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Three lions have been spotted in Serenge district of a central province, causing concerns among residents. The animals are believed to have strayed from a South Luangwa National Park and were first seen on June 5, 2025, according to Patrick Asakanga, the regional commander for the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Mr. Asakanga confirmed that one of the lions has since been killed and urged the public to remain calm while staying alert. He assured residents that authorities are monitoring the situation closely to ensure public safety.
There are just two lions. There were three, a male and a female. The other one was a cub. The one which are there by today, they are just a female and a cub, a small one. Yeah, but we can assure the community that the situation is under control. They are on the ground. So now we can say so far, so far, so good.
And Serenge Town Council Chairperson Stivers Amulumbwa also confirmed that the lions have been spotted in Nambo, Mbaswa, Chisangwa, and Muchinda wards, adding that the wild cats have attacked and killed several livestock, including cattle and pigs.
So Serenge Town, they have started going further now, away from town. This time they are about somewhere 35 kilometers away from town. They are now heading close to Chitambo, but they're heading the other side of Congo, where Suvaland is, or Nansanga. That's where they're heading, but they were reported the Suvaland yesterday. We are trying our best with Sawa. We need more reinforcements. We need to cap these lions. Both they have attacked a lot of animals, and eventually they also attack human beings now. Most children, they have stopped going to school because of these lions. So appeal is them to continue being indoor and also moving in a group.
Meanwhile, Serenge District Commissioner Paul Masua has advised residents to avoid moving during odd hours and to exercise a caution when traveling the affected areas as efforts to track the remaining lions continue.
Three appeared, it was maybe 12 days ago, and one was killed, one lion was shot dead. Of populace, they have been in rampage of eating all the most of the cows, killing the cows. The problem is wherever they are, I think they want to go where they self, but it would advise the people to be vigilant and avoid outdoor works. Yes. Also, we have mobilized manpower from Kasanga and other places, provide logistics so that they are monitored.
And in a related development, A 72-year-old man of Achitri Farm Block in Alwansha District is facing amputation of his limbs after being viciously attacked by four crossbred dogs. The victim, Willie Konda, a farm worker at Baba's Farm, met his fate last Thursday evening when he was on his way home around 19 hours. Mr. Konda was returning from watching television at a neighboring farm when he was attacked by the dogs belonging to a Mr. Simukonda of Akawango Farm number 4249. According to eyewitness accounts, the dogs were released from their kennel for routine feeding when they launched the attack, biting off afresh from Mr. Konda's legs, leaving him with a large open wounds and exposed bone tissue. Medical findings at Aron General Hospital, where he is currently receiving treatment, have indicated that the extent of wounds injuries may lead to the amputation of both legs. The Lwansha Municipal Council has since initiated legal proceedings against Mr. Simukonda for multiple violations under the Public Health Act and the Dog Control Act. Council Public Relations Manager Gideon Tole disclosed that the local authority was also collaborating with the Zambia Police Service to kill the dogs involved in the attack. And Council Acting Director of Public Health, Justin Siamfumba, confirmed that Ms. Simukonda will be charged with multiple charges, including failing to secure the animals, keeping unregistered and unvaccinated dogs, and violating local dog ownership limits. She reportedly owns six dogs, which means she has four beyond the legal thresholds. The Zambia National Association of Sawmillers, ZNAS, is urging the government to reconsider the ongoing ban on mukula, citing its devastating impact on the hardwood industry. In 2021, government has suspended the harvesting and export of mukula trees. According to then Lands and Natural Resources Minister Elijah Mchima, this was done to verify the documentation of those exempted and the impact of the 2017 ban. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, ZANASA General Secretary Derek Chilatu says the blanket ban has affected many well-meaning Zambians in various communities who have invested in the sector, with some losing their properties due to loan defaults. Mr. Chilatu emphasized that the ban has been in effect for years now, causing significant economic implications beyond the industry. He has also called on government to consider a stakeholder engagement in order to develop a solution that balances industry needs with environmental and regulatory concerns.
Nothing has been happening in that sector. We have quite a cross-border of members that have been affected by that ban. We have members that were financed when they went into the mukula sector, and up to now they've been affected. They've had their property repossessed by banks because they couldn't pay as a result of the ban of the mukula. The ban was a blanket ban. It meant it covered everybody. How that scrutiny would have been done before the ban was done, and then fish out the bad eggs. Rightly so, we agreed there were people that never meant good for the industry. But nevertheless, they are also, the majority are well-meaning Zambians, hard-working Zambians that just want to earn a good living. And because they are Zambians, they are entitled to that natural resource. So we still continue appealing to government. Please, please, please consider lifting the mukula ban.
Now, Konkola Copper Mines KCM has expressed a deeper concern over the growing threat posed by illegal miners who have encroached on its operational area in Chingola, carrying out unauthorized activities directly above the Nchanga underground mine. This invasion poses a significant risk to the structural stability of the mine and endangers the lives of thousands of employees working underground. KCM Chief Corporate Communications Officer Dr. John Kunda has a call for swift intervention from relevant authorities, stating immediate and decisive action is critical to prevent a catastrophic loss of a life. He says Nchanga Underground Mine remains one of KCM's most vital assets and is a center to the company's operations in Chingola. In a statement issued to Kombon Radio News, Dr. Kunda has since appealed to law enforcement agencies and the community leaders to intervene promptly in order to protect human life and preserve national